With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders at the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, have been scrambling to find a way to contain the escalating war between Israel and Iran. President Trump, meanwhile, has left the summit early and returned to Washington, telling reporters, "I have to be back." Iran has fired a new wave of missiles at Israel, killing at least 8 people, and Israel warning hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Tehran to evacuate ahead of its expected new strikes. Political contributor Scott Jennings was an eyewitness to the first Iranian attacks against Israel.
I watched missile after missile fly overhead. I also watched a lot of Israeli fighter jets, going that direction. And it was, of course, in the United States, we don't experience, these kinds of things happen far away. We watch them on our television. For people of Israel, this is more, daily life for them, dodging rockets and this sort of thing.
Jennings speaking Monday from Amman, Jordan on the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. As the Senate moves to pass its version of the massive Republican spending bill, a very familiar face is seen on Capitol Hill, hoping to move things along. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman and former chief of staff to President Trump's first administration, has reemerged as a behind-the-scenes sounding board for Republican hardliners who view him as an informal conduit to the White House as they try to shape the president's big, beautiful bill. Meadows has maintained a foothold on the hard right as a senior partner in the Conservative Partnership Institute, where the current iteration of the House Freedom Caucus, which Meadows once led, huddles for its weekly meetings, and he keeps in frequent contact with the group's members. Those conversations have heated up in recent weeks as the GOP megabill has moved to the top of the Capitol Hill agenda. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. Democrats out of step when it comes to transgenderism.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
7 families filing suit challenging Arkansas's requirements that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. Legislation signed in April by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It resembles legislation in Louisiana and Texas. Suit says the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. 5 people have been shot, 3 of them fatally, at a carnival outside Salt Lake City. One of the dead, a baby.
We have an 18-year-old male who is deceased at the scene. We have a 41-year-old female bystander who was hit by gunshots and was taken to the hospital and passed away. We have an 8-month-old infant who was also hit by gunfire and was taken to the hospital and passed away.
That is West Valley City spokeswoman Roxanne Banuku. The Louvre failed to open on time Monday, leaving thousands of visitors and tourists in Paris stuck in long, unmoving lines. A union rep says staff members at the museum were protesting working conditions. She says the disruption caused by a spontaneous movement among front-of-house staff members, including gallery attendants, reception, and a security team. More details at srnnews.com.